Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some time available with interpretation, so let's try and make the maximum use of it. I like to draw your attention to the beginning of paragraph 16. I think in the chapeau itself, a useful suggestion has been made by France, in which we say that in pursuit of its mandate, comma, the group affirmed that. So I want to see if this meets your approval. Let's not discuss it at this point. Let's leave it when we look at adopting this paragraph in whole. But your chair puts this out to you. On subparagraph 1, I think we've had a debate on whether it is the forum or a forum. And in response to specific suggestions that I had received from delegations that had a difficulty with this particular aspect of the appropriate forum, I had introduced in this report a reference to without prejudice to work in other forums. And my reading of that is that what we do in the context of the GGE in no way prevents any other forum from moving on any aspect of this issue within that forum's competence. And I think that is very clearly underlined in this this paragraph. So my preference is to retain this paragraph as it is. Now, if we do not have consensus on that, and this is a consensus-based forum, I want to ask if there is no consensus on this paragraph as it is drafted at this point in time. I see you, Mexico. So it's my suggestion that we consider going back to what the chair had earlier proposed, which is but with one small change. So we take out the last reference in the first sentence, without prejudice to work in other forums, and instead of the, we say an appropriate forum. So we do not single out the CCW. So we say CCW offers an appropriate framework for dealing with the issue of emerging technology, weapon systems, full stop. And weapons systems, not weapon systems. And then we stay with the same, in the next sentence, we're staying with the same, we're just saying and not the. So with that change, can I take it that this paragraph is acceptable to the room? It's so decided. Paragraph 2. I've heard that there is a preference in the room to have a clear call in the context of international humanitarian law. And I think one of our colleagues pointed out that it is not just a question of new weapon systems, emerging technologies, but it's also a question of existing weapon systems. So it is my proposal that we reword this paragraph slightly in line with the suggestion that was made to say that the group affirms that international humanitarian law continues to apply fully to all weapon systems, comma, including the potential development and use of lethal autonomous weapon systems, period. So I think with that we address this issue of whether we are leaving out from the scope of international humanitarian law some weapon systems. I see China wants to take the floor on this paragraph. China, you have